We're doing Brachot Rav Dechav Bet Amud Aleph. We had quoted from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says that you make blessings before Shema and after Shema, before eating and after eating. And we asked, wait a second, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, he also holds that a Baal Keri is prohibited from saying words of Torah. So why does he permit all these things? So we tried one answer, it didn't work, now we're up to a second answer. It says the Gemara, Lo Teima Mivarech. So maybe we should edit the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, you should make a blessing before and after Shema, he doesn't literally mean you should make the blessing, Ela Me'arher. Rather, he means you should think the blessing. Umidle Rabbi Yehuda Yehu, really? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that thinking the blessing is worth something? V'atanya, we have a braisa, Baal Keri she'en omayim nitbol, kuri kriyat Shema, v'enom v'rech lo lefanev lo l'achareh. If a Baal Keri has no water to immerse himself, he reads Shema without the blessings. He eats his bread, and he only makes an after blessing, not a blessing prior to eating the bread. But he could think those blessings, he just can't say them. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, let him say it. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this concept of thinking a blessing. So how come in our Mishnah we want to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds you think the blessings? Rabbi Yehuda treats these blessings like Hilchos Derech Eretz. That Rabbi Yehuda says a Baal Keri is allowed to, as we'll see, the Tanya. The Brice explains. We're talking about the blessing before bread, after bread, before Shema, after Shema.
I can't understand it.
Wait. We'll hear it out. We'll understand better. Okay, so this is a long braisa, so we'll have to pick up here tomorrow.